Let me introduce our speaker today. Michael Carney, MD, is a palliative care physician. He trained at St. Christopher's Hospice in London with Dame Cicely Saunders, a pioneer in the modern hospice movement. He later returned to his Ireland as a medical director at Our Lady's Hospice in Dublin. In the early 2000s, he moved to North America and now lives and works in Santa Barbara, California. I have known and admired Michael through our connections with Visiting Nurse and Hospice Care of Santa Barbara, where I have been a volunteer, and he has been, much more importantly, I believe, staff physician for over 10 years. So when we go on duty in Visiting Nurse and Hospice, we sport one of these little badges, and this is my volunteer badge, just to remind you that if any of you are interested in that, you could talk to me, talk to him, talk to anyone. Throughout his career, Michael has been interested in whole person care and approaches that combine medical treatment with the innate healing potential of body, soul, and spirit. He draws on depth psychology, mythology, Buddhist philosophy, indigenous wisdom, and earth-based spirituality in ministering to a wide spectrum of hospice patients whose formal religious affiliations, I've added here, are often tentative at best. So I think Dr. Carney is in a remarkably effective position to bridge the doctrinal gaps that might exist. When people come into hospice, they can forget all that and deepen, if to use a word of Madeleine L'Engle, that should have been in that movie, A Wrinkle in Time. Somebody missed that in the script writers. Deepening is important. Michael has authored many articles and chapters and has published three books: Mortally Wounded, Stories of Soul, Pain, Death, and Healing, was followed by A Place of Healing, Working with Nature and Soul at the End of Life. His most recent book, The Nest in the Stream, Lessons from the Nature of Being in Pain, Lessons from Nature on Being in Pain, offers a way of experiencing pain and suffering that is infused with mindfulness, nature connections, openness, and compassion. You may see and perhaps pick up a copy on the display table, which is back there. Michael is married to psychologist and meditation teacher and author Radula Feininger, and they teach and write, and they share 6 adult children between them. So let us welcome Michael to our podium, and he's going to be with us for most of the 2 hours, but I believe near the end you'll have to leave early to get to a noon meeting, but we'll manage that, don't worry. So please let us give him our blessing.